This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israelis on Sunday staged the largest anti-government protest since the war in Gaza began. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and the ongoing hostage talks. Roughly half the hostages in Gaza were released during a week-long ceasefire back in November, but repeated attempts by international mediators to broker another ceasefire deal have failed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. military says its forces destroyed 2 unmanned aerial vehicles in the Houthi-held areas in Yemen and over the crucial shipping route in the Red Sea. VOA's Joe Ramsey with more.
The U.S. Central Command announced late on Sunday that the drones were destroyed on Saturday. It was the latest in the months-long encounter between the Iranian-backed rebels and the U.S. The rebels have launched a campaign of drone and missile attacks on shipping in the Red Sea since November. They have described their campaign as an effort to pressure Israel to end its war on Hamas in Gaza. The Houthis have kept up their campaign of attacks despite more than 2 months of U.S.-led airstrikes. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian cruise missile strike on infrastructure in Ukraine's western Lviv region left one person dead while another person died in an attack in the northeast. The Lviv regional governor says the attack Sunday destroyed a building and sparked a fire. In the Kharkiv region, an air attack killed a 19-year-old man. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Ecuador say that armed gunmen attacked a group of people in a coastal city, killing 9, injuring 10. It was the latest in a string of violent incidents in the South American country. Around 7 p.m. local time Saturday, armed men arrived in a vehicle in a southern neighborhood, according to police. The armed group entered a pedestrian street in a gray Chevy Spark, where a group of people were practicing sports. Gunmen got out of the vehicle and proceeded to shoot people. No group immediately claimed responsibility. Health authorities searched a second Kobayashi pharmaceutical factory in Western Japan Sunday after the company reported 5 deaths possibly tied to dietary supplements. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones with details.
This inspection in Wakayama Prefecture follows one on Sunday in Osaka, expanding the investigation into the drug maker's use of Beni Koji red yeast materials. The company said it found what appeared to be potentially toxic puberulic acid that could have been produced by blue mold penicillium in Beni Koji materials produced between last April at the Osaka factory. They said that as of Friday, 114 people had been hospitalized and 5 had died after taking the supplements. The pills were marketed as helping lower cholesterol levels, they said. A ministry official said the cause of the deaths has not been confirmed.
That's Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting. AP correspondent Marsha Dunn reports scientists will be using advanced telescopes and instruments to study the April 8th eclipse and hoping for an eyewitness account from space.
There will be 7 people off the planet on the International Space Station, the astronauts up there. The last I talked to them, they weren't sure, what side of the planet they would be on or what have you. But it takes 90 minutes to get around the Earth, so hopefully they will definitely be able to at least catch some partial phases and be documenting it from up there.
Again, that's AP correspondent Marsha Dunn. Turkey's main opposition party has retained its control over key cities and made huge gains in local elections. Preliminary results reported by state media Sunday showed that the opposition mayors of Istanbul and Ankara retained their seats. Their party was leading in 36 provinces. Well, it was seen as a barometer of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's popularity as he sought to win back control of key urban areas. He lost to the opposition 5 years ago amid a deep economic downturn and high inflation. Strong showing is likely to help invigorate the opposition after a scathing defeat in last year's presidential and parliamentary elections. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.